Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. So, says the Mishnah, Shtei Alechem Ne'achol, Sein Pachos Mishnayim, V'lo Yasra Al Shlosha. The Shtei Alechem that they would use, was the main carbon of Shavuos, is never eaten for less than 2 days, never more than 3 days from the time that they're baked. Ketzad, what happens? Ne'afos Me'er of Yom Tov, V'ne'acholos V'yom Tov L'Shnayim. The typical year, you would bake it on the day before Shavuos, on Erev Shavuos, and you'd eat it on Shavuos, so that's the second day. Chal Yom Tov Lios Achara Shabbos, Necholos L'Shosha. But if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so then they can't bake it on Shabbos, you can't bake it on Erev Yom Tov, so you bake it on Friday, and then you eat it the third day. So that's when it's 3 days. Lechem HaPanim Necholim Pachos Mitishav L'Yosra Al-Achar Asar. Lechem HaPanim is always eaten no less than 9 days after it's baked, and no more than 11 days after it's baked. Ketzad, in a typical case, the way it would work is Nefa Be'erev Shabbos, it's baked on a Friday, V'nechel B'Shabbos L'Tisha, and it's eaten the following Shabbos, which is 9 days later, counting both the Friday that it's baked on and the Shabbos that it's eaten on. Chal Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos, Nechel Asara. If you couldn't bake it on that Friday because it was Yontif, so you'd bake it on Thursday, which makes it 10 days. Shei Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Nechel Achar Asara. If it was a 3 day Yontif, so Rosh Hashanah was Thursday and Friday, then you'd have to bake it on Wednesday and eat it the following Shabbos. V'nechel Shabbos L'Tisha. Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem nor the Lechem Apanim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Reb Shimon Gamliel on Rishim Reb Shimon HaSagan Docha Es Yom Tov Veino Docha Es Yom Tzom, that you can bake it on Yom Tov, you're just not allowed to bake it on Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur falls on Friday, then the Lechem Apanim would be baked on Thursday. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, in the name of Reb Shimon HaSagan, it would never be 11 days, it would at most be 10 days. So moving on to to Perek Yubeis Mishnah Aleph, HaMenachos V'Nesachim Shenitmu, Menachos and Nesachim that became tamei. So ad shelo kitchu b'kli yesh lem pidyon. If they became tamei before you ever put them in a kli shareis, you could be pod to them because it only has kedushas dam, doesn't yet have kedushas aguf until it goes into a kli shareis. Mitzvah kitchu b'kli lem pidyon. But once you give it kedushas aguf by putting it in a kli shareis, there is no way to be pod to it. Ha'ofos ve'etzim. If it's birds that you plan on using for a carbon or wood that you want to use on the mizbeach, ve'levona or levona that's going to be used on the Mizbeach, u'klisharis, and any of the klisharis, eilem pidyon, you cannot be pod to them. Shalonemar ela behema, because even though a carbon that becomes a balmum, you can be pod to, that's only for a carbon. That's where the Torah says for an animal that you could be pod to. But for other types of things that have kedusha saguf, such as a bird or the etzim or the lavona, there is no such din of pidyon. So let's review what we learned today. In the very last mission in Perek Yud Aleph, we said that the shtei lechem are always eaten either on the day after they're baked or the day after that. In a typical year, you'd bake it on Erev Yom Tov, eat it on Yom Shavuos, so that's the day after it's baked. But if that Erev Yom Tov happens to be Shabbos, you'd have to bake it on Friday and eat it on Sunday, so that's the day after that. And lechem apanim is always between 9 and 11 days. Typically, it was 9 days because you'd bake it on Erev Shabbos and eat it the following Shabbos. If Yom Tov fell out on Erev Shabbos, you'd bake it on Thursday. And if Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah fell out on Thursday and Friday, you'd bake it on Wednesday. However, Rosh Hashanah holds, you are allowed to bake it on Yontif. You're just not allowed to bake it on Yom Kippur. So it's only if Yom Kippur were to fall out on Friday that you'd have to bake it on Thursday and then eat it the following Shabbos. But any other Yontif that falls out on Friday or Thursday and Friday, you would just bake it on Yontif and eat it in the normal period of time. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we said that Menachos and Nesachim that become Tameh, it depends. If it was already put into a Kli Sharis and therefore has Kedush Saguf, you cannot be pod to them. But prior to having Kedush Saguf, you could be pod to them. And then we said pidyon only applies to a behema. It doesn't apply to ofos and etzim and lavona and clay shares. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Parakeet Beis, Mishnah Beis.